Let's talk about Alice, A-L-I-C-E-W-O-L-D. This is a 85-year-old woman being recertified for hospice today, period. She's currently in hospice with history of COPD, weight loss, congestive heart failure, diabetes, chronic renal disease. She's totally and completely bedbound and debility. Patient has a MAC of 36 centimeters. She has decreased appetite, bowel and bladder incontinent. She's PPS. Her PPS is at 40% with an FASD score of 6E, period. Patient's short of breath at all times. That puts her at NYHA class 4, period. She continues to require NEB treatments to relieve her symptoms of shortness of breath. And she has oxygen available to her regarding her end-stage COPD. She also has corpulmonal, tachycardia, lower extremity edema related to pulmonary hypertension as a sign of end-stage COPD. She continues to decline given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live and continues to remain hospice appropriate. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say about her. Patient just put in there somewhere, requires a Hoyer lift for all transfers. Requires turning every 2 hours to avoid skin breakdown. So PPS is at 40%, KPS is at 30%. With severe disability, indicating severe disability. Okay, that's all we want to say about it. Thank you.